show, who was an absolute riot. Immediately, I'd asked him if he'd come back, and he said he would, and here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Nipsey Russell!
Hi, Nipsey.
Beautiful. Well, pal, what's new?
What's new? I have a new poem for your audience.
Oh, a poem? I'd love to hear it.
It's easy to clown when you're out on the town with the boys having the time of your life. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when he's cold sober here with his wife. And for the juvenile segment, for those who are still in the throes of your academic pursuits, I say, seek after knowledge. Go to a college. Stay there until you are through. If they can make penicillin out of moldy cheese, they can make something out of you.
Right. You know, let's see what I like about you. You walk right out here, and right off the bat, you've got the audience in the palm of your hand. Now, that's a great talent.
Well, not really. Working with you, standing beside you, you have such charm, such charisma, such empathy. It's very easy. You know, I wish we were a team.
A team?
Oh, sure, I can see it now. Russell and Gleason.
Wait a minute there. There seems to be something wrong with the filler.
What's wrong with
you? You said Russell and Gleason.
That's what I said.
I noticed you put yourself on top.
Well, I'm not going to put you on top of me.
Now, wait.
I think we should team up. It'd really be great.
Well, I don't know, Nipsey. For two people to work together, you know, it takes years of rehearsal.
No, not at all.
No?
See, all you'd have to do is just learn two lines.
Well, what are the lines I have to learn?
Very simple. You have to learn, that's good.
That's good.
And that's bad.
And that's bad.
That's all.
That's
and we'd
all?
Be ready to do the act right here.
Well, I'm ready to take a crack at it.
Want to try it?
Sure.
All right. Hey, Jackie, I just got married.
Well, that's good.
No, that's bad. The woman I married is old and ugly.
Oh, that's bad.
No, that's good. She's also very rich.
That's good.
No, that's bad. She's very stingy. Won't give me a dime.
That's bad.
No, that's good. She put the money in real estate. Just bought a beautiful house.
That's good.
No, that's bad. The house burned down.
That's bad.
No. That's good. Oh. She was in it. Now I'll get all the money.
Oh, that's good. Well, Nips, I gotta leave you out here alone now. I've gotta go back and work with another comedian.
Oh, that's good.
No, that's bad. It's Pearl.
Oh, that's why. I'll tell you, getting a second invitation to come here and join the great one is really a sort of a crowning achievement. There have been a lot of pleasant things occurring in the last few months. You know that I went to the inauguration. Oh, yes, I was there. I was there. Well, first I had a meeting with the entire membership of the Amalgamated Consolidated Negro Republicans. Three of the nicest guys you'd ever want to meet. Joined forces with the new black Democrats, and the five of us went over. We went over and we challenged a joint session of Congress on minority inclusion. We asked them straightforward, is there hope? We said, can a Negro ever become president? They said, yes, if he runs against a Puerto Rican. Great mood now that the show is on the way and Jackie welcomed me so beautifully. But I had a very distressing phone call. They called me and said, Nipsey, your grandfather is in jail. Now, my grandfather's a reprobate. A reprobate is a wolf that's too old to run with the pack. I said, put Gramps on the phone. Let me talk to him. I said, Gramps, what did you do? He said, nothing. I said, if you did nothing, why are you in jail? He said, I was standing on the corner. A beautiful girl walked up with a policeman. Her lipstick was smeared and her hat was on crooked. She pointed her finger at me and said, Officer, that's the man that did it. He said, I felt so good to be accused that I confessed. with the shamus in our shoe. Way. My father, he always said to me, he said, son, if you wish to withstand the vicissitudes of this life, you must learn to triumph over despair. Now, what is despair? Despair is seeing your lawyer go to jail. Despair is seeing your karate instructor get beat up by an interior decorator. Despair is having somebody steal your watchdog. Despair is having a date with Diane Carroll and have Moms Mabley show up. But there's no despair in this audience. You're all happy people. And as I see you in this television audience, I realize what a tremendous influence television has on every facet of American life. Even on the way in which little children say their prayers. I remember when children used to pray, they used to say, bless mommy. Bless Poppy. There's a little baby brother coming soon, dear Lord, for which we thank you. And grandmother is ill with heart trouble. Please make her well. Amen. Not now. Now it's mom and dad are A-OK. A little squealer is on the way. Grandma's computer system in doubt. Stand by to rescue. Over and out. Planned to do a few dances for you, but I stopped going to the discotheques after they became topless. No, it was too much. It was topless this, it was topless that, and as far as that whole topless business is concerned, I look at it like this. I hope you've enjoyed my second visit here. If I see you on the street before I leave, please don't just whisper, that's Nipsey Russell. Walk over, say hello, shake hands, and give me a few dollars. Good night.
Oh, I'm happy to be here. You know, this has always been sort of like a television show to me. You got a cigarette?
Oh, certainly. I carry them loose, so I don't carry the pack right now.
Thanks. Sorry, you left mine in the machine.
Tell me, why do you always look so sad?
Well, it's because of rejections, Jack. My rejection started way back, you know. My rejection started, even before childhood.
Jackie Gleason Show.
Is that so? Sure, well, you see, my folks were very poor. They didn't get married for love. They got married for the rice.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Sure, after I was born, there was little things they did made me feel unwanted.
Oh, for instance?
Like they leave my carriage in tow-way zones. They put a teddy bear in my crib, a real one. My father had big plans for me, but I managed to cut my way out of the sack. That's kind of been the story of my life. You know, just bad luck.
Yeah.
Even recently, I had a lousy thing happen to me.
Yeah, what was that?
I was in a bad automobile accident.
Oh.
I was in the hospital, and every part of my body was bandaged from head to toe. Every part of my body, I looked terrible, except for my right eye. The doctor came in the hospital room and I said, how am I doing? Give it to me straight. And he shook his head. He said, I don't like the looks of that eye.
Well, I gotta go now.
Well, before you go, can I have a light?
No, four in a match is odd luck.
A chubby little rascal. You know, a lot of people ask me, they say, Jack, where are you from? New York? And I guess they think I am from New York because I have kind of a New York accent. But I really come from a small town. And there was a time I was ashamed to tell anyone that I came from a small town because I was afraid they might call me a hick or a hayseed. But you know, after being in show business a few years, I'm not ashamed anymore. In fact, I'm rather proud of it. I come from a small town called Ferguson, Ohio. Ferguson, Ohio, built on a one-way street. You have to pass it by mistake. You have to go clear around the world to get back. Ferguson, in a hurry where the town optician has a big sign in his window that reads, if you don't see what you want, you're in the right place. Where the town doctor shingle reads, Dr. I.J. Jones, heart specialist, four flights up. Where the fire department won't make house calls. The police department has an unlisted number. Ferguson, Ohio, where the local Chinese restaurant is called Stan's. Tornado and a flood hit Ferguson on the same day, wiped out our major industry, the Good Luck Charm Factory. My old school teacher, Sig Sackowitz, weighed over 300 pounds. And the reason he weighed so much was because every time a kid was bad in class, he'd eat the kid's lunch. And my wonderful grandfather, Gramps Vernon, the town philosopher. I can almost see him now, sitting around the pot-bellied stove in the general store with his corncob pipe, uttering his pearls of wisdom. He'd say things like, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Not unless you give him a rap in the throat. He'd say, happiness is like potato salad. Spread it around, you have a picnic. My favorite was, never spit the man's face unless his mustache is on fire. He was precious. And one day I decided to leave Ferguson to seek my fame and fortune. And I went to New York, and I was so thrilled and happy that morning I arrived at New York City's railway bus stations, a kid full of hopes and dreams. And I threw my arms up. I said, New York, the big city, I'm here at last. Broadway, bright lights, I'm here at last. And I'm going to conquer you, do you hear? I'm going to conquer you. I looked down and my bags were gone. New York City, where I found thousands of people all being lonely together. Oh, it was a great struggle at first, but then I got a little lucky. Got on a show called Talent Scouts. And from there, I went on to Jack Parr, Ed Sullivan, Merv Griffin, Jackie Gleason. And I want to share my success and happiness with my wonderful grandfather. And I sent for Gramps Vernon. And he took New York by storm. What wonderful times we had together. And then tragedy struck. Gramps Vernon was watching an afternoon performance of a show called Can-Can. And he got kicked in the head. It was one of those freaky things. A few days later, they buried him because he would have wanted it that way. I met the only love of my life in New York City. It was a strange meeting. On my time off, I had kind of a little hobby. I'd stand in front of the $1.19 steakhouse window, and I'd say, that one's done. Turn it over. Suddenly, out of nowhere, she approached me. She was carrying a 200-pound sack of grain over her shoulder. She walked right over me, asked me if I knew of any all-night windmills in town. I told her the only ones I knew closed at 5:30. We struck up a marvelous relationship. We'd spend romantic evenings in my furnished room listening to Marcel Marceau records. If that guy could talk, he'd be great. Sometimes we turn on the radio and knew the Watusi, the Conorad. I fell deeply, passionately in love with her. She showed no emotion either way. And one day I got enough courage and I told her, I said, you know, I've been saving myself for you. She said, somehow that's not enough. So I left New York and I went back to Ferguson, Ohio, to forget. And when I went back, they gave me the key to the city. The next day, everyone changed their locks. You know, as I walk down the primrose path of life, I can't help but remember the high ideals Ferguson instilled in me. That's why I'm proud to say I hail from Ferguson, Ohio. Ferguson was my kind of town. Ferguson was my kind of town. Ferguson was a town that won't put you down. If I look a little sad tonight, it's because I just found out that Ferguson passed away in his sleep. It was my kind of town.
We sure were different, but now we're not the guys we used to be. Those were the days, my friend, we thought they'd never end. If we could only be that young again. Oh, what a no eyes on him. He looked like Tiny Tim. He looked like Twiggy then. And his coffee cup had only 7 up. That's when his gowns were hokey and me down. Way back then we had no television. For entertainment, where did people go? They used to spend their evenings at the movies, or listen to the good old radio. Those were the days, my son, when radio was fun. That's when we heard commercials by the ton.
Hello, friends. This is the Kumquat Cigarette Hour. Have you tried one of our queen-size cigarettes? Each cigarette is 10 feet long. Smoke one in bed and keep your feet warm at the same time.
Wondershave, Wondershave. Folks, this is Singin' Sam, your Wondershave man. Wondershave, no brush, no lather, no rub-in, no shave, nothing, just blood.